What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Yada, yada, oh well, banana.
I know what you were going for, because I'm in on the planning for the show.
Right, but the others...
No, I mean, people should know, but I was going to say, you almost then turned into a crooner.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know. I knew what I wanted to sound like. I wanted to go for a little bit of an Eeyore.
Ba-ba-ba-boo.
But then, you know, in
but
the
But you couldn't
of
stop the croon.
I was actually a little jealous. I feel like he got out of one. Like, he didn't have to do a scat. Which kudos, because it was very clever, and it makes complete sense. I wish I was the scout.
You wish
on
you had
this
thought about
episode,
it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're drafting boring things on today's podcast.
Crooning is not boring.
No, no, and it's hard to. If Eeyore had been doing most of his talking with music in the background, Eeyore would have actually been.
Oh man,
a crooner. I don't know if you knew that.
Winnie the Pooh. That should be the 101
for
just
boring
the whole show.
Now, see, oh, that is wow. That's a terrible take.
Well, it says but Mr. Rogers.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, no, no. Winnie the Pooh is actually good.
Things can be good and boring. That's not like completely mutually exclusive, but it is a boring show.
So that means by you know, that logic, then some boring is good?
Yeah, like the Grand Canyon.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Here we are.
This episode is a huge problem.
Here we are.
I'm just saying, it's amazing.
Jason has been
it's also boring. If you're hiking the Grand Canyon, okay, maybe that's not boring, but if you're just standing up looking out at the view,
don't do a boring podcast like this with like an ADHD guy.
Or just someone who's an unsophisticated swine.
Yeah.
Would you rather and highway to spell on the show today? Is highway to spell boring, Jason? Can you spell the word boring?
Be boring.
Yeah, that would be the shortcut. We are, what, two episodes away from Al breaking in with the scat? Episode 249. What's up, Al?
What's up? Yeah, talk about Jason not being grateful for the scat that he gets out of. He was giving you a hard time for getting out of a scat.
Speaking of Al's scat, I had a daydream while in the bathroom minutes ago.
Oh, good.
And usually these are things keep that you off shouldn't the share on a podcast. Yeah. This is totally fine. It's on topic. I was thinking, I know Al. I know he's going to be all prepared for a scat like last time. And so I had this daydream where next show, Andy hits the button, Mike, you're about to scat, and I jump in, and I say, oh, we're going to surprise Al and make him do it now. And so now that I've just shared this, he doesn't know if I'm going to do that or not next episode.
So
you don't know if I'm going to
so
do that or not.
So he's got to prepare.
So he'll just be ready ahead of time.
That's right.
I
can tell you I have nothing prepared currently.
Oh.
Yeah. I would go with what I went with. It was great. Welcome in, everybody. Thank you for supporting the show. We exist because you listen, and we appreciate you listening and telling your friends about the podcast. I was talking to somebody the other day who was kind enough to say that, like, sometimes they have a bad day and the antidote is this ridiculousness that they put on to cheer them up, because nothing on this show, we don't take it very seriously, as you can tell, but it just lightens the mood.
Yeah, Eeyore would have been Tigger if he listened to the Spitballers. He'd be jumping around and being all crazy.
So you know the characters at least.
Yeah, it's not a bad show. It's just boring.
It's good. Have you seen the latest movie?
It's pretty
good.
The
one with Ewan McGregor?
No, not the live action.
Oh, okay.
No, well, get that one. No, the one with the Baxton.
I have not seen it, no.
Oh, it's great.
I made some Huffalumps and Woozles reference the other day.
Sensational.
And the people around me didn't know what I was talking
about. What? They were very confused?
That is correct. All right, let's get it going.
Would you rather?
All right, Logan from Patreon. Would you rather not be able to bend at the elbows or bend at the knees? So you have to basically replace your leg,
okay,
or your arm, kind of with, you know.
So the joint is gone.
The joint is gone. It's like
one
a stick.
Long,
Yeah, we got sticks. I mean,
I guess you have ankle joints and wrist joints still, right?
Right, right, yeah. You got hands and feet that can move independently, but yeah. You can't bend
the knees, these are both real bad.
I feel like one is way worse.
Which your default is going to say the legs are worse.
Correct.
Because you're going to walk around and you're going to look ridiculous.
It's not
the just
for that.
The problem is you can be sitting. Well,
yeah,
that's not comfortable.
You're sitting, but your legs are out in front of you.
Okay, Jason, work on your computer right now if you had no elbows.
Well, the problem.
No elbow joints.
Easy.
Look easy. Okay. It looks stupid.
I'm not saying any of it looks good, but I can easily type from a distance. But now sit in a car and drive without your knees. How you doing that?
I don't think you could do the arm one in the car.
You could drive with your like.
Are you putting your
forearms?
Are you putting them through the steering wheel?
No, I don't think through.
Because if you have to hold them out here, your legs aren't reaching the pedals.
No, this is a hands-free operation. This is a forearms. You know how you
could do the forearm.
You turn with your forearm sometimes.
How's your pickleball game with either one?
I mean, functional.
Well, not functional with the knees.
With your arm. If you locked your arm out, you could still make some things happen.
Make some things happen. I think you're disabled either way. I think they're both.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hindrance.
Which one looks worse?
So, the straight legs reminds me of, speaking of the bathroom, when you've been on the John there for a while. And you get up and you get the stanky leg and you got like your legs fall completely asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's basically how I walk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I walk with my legs basically locked out.
And is that
otherwise,
because you think if you bend at all, you're going
down?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
These legs don't work.
Have you ever fallen down?
Yes, I have. I have done exactly what you're saying. There was a time it was.
I knew one of us had to have fallen.
This was real. This happened. It was actually after a day where we played pickleball for hours.
And I had some cramps.
And I went, my legs were just exhausted. And then after that, I go home and I'm actually sitting in my computer chair for a long time. And that happened where apparently I was sitting in a way where my blood flow was cut off to my legs and they were completely just asleep. And I went to stand up. I got out of my chair.
And you just went straight down?
Yeah, I just went to the right because it was my right leg that just was like, you don't work no more. And it really was exactly that. I stood up. I told my legs to work. My leg didn't work. And I fell over.
If you didn't have legs or you didn't have arms, which would you choose? Is it different than this question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is much different.
Because you can still functionally.
Yeah.
Are you walking? I mean, how do you walk without being able to bend your knees?
Is there an argument to be made that it could actually be better to not have legs than to have
legs without bending
legs
knees?
Without bending knees?
Possibly.
I think some advantages.
Yeah, because they're going to get in the way if you can't bend the knee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put it this way. Use a wheelchair with straight legs.
Right.
That's uncomfortable. You're knocking into things.
Yes.
You're not going to be a good dancer, that's for sure.
That's my problem.
You could still do spins.
I'm a great dancer right now, but if you locked my knees...
that's
the end. It's over.
Then you wouldn't want to watch me dance.
I guess we have to answer the question. I'm going to keep my functioning arms.
As will I.
Yeah.
I may do what you said, though. I may just have them removed. The legs.
Okay, that's, yeah.
I'm saying I'm keeping my arms functioning. Mm. And then that's what you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe we just do like a group amputation.
Okay.
Get a discount that way.
Yeah.
Like a Groupon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Group hey. Off.
Oh.
Yeah.
There it was.
Ethan from the website, would you rather have odorless farts but 10 times smellier poop? We're back, baby. Thank you to all the listeners out there that most of their questions have to do with fecal matter. Would you rather have odorless farts but 10 times smellier poop or odorless poop but 5 times smellier farts?
This is a magical question because I'm going to let you all in on a secret.
But it's only 5x smellier on the farts.
Yeah.
Why is it not 10?
I'll tell you why.
It would have made the question too easy.
I mean, we're taking odor away from something, and then we're magnifying the other. Why?
I'm still taking the 10 times smell your poop, Mike.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean that's the point here. It's trying to make this an even question.
Some people go all the time.
Go like I've poop heard, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are 3, 4, 5 times a day.
I have a family member that I know is 5 or 6 times.
I see them every time I look in the mirror.
I'm in my family too.
But like, wouldn't that change the equation? If you're, how many times a day are you?
I'm usually once, maybe twice.
Once, twice, Mike?
Yeah, 1 to 2 range.
Yeah, I'm a onesie.
You knock it out.
I'm a onesie.
I mean, I don't know.
Mike, I am a onesie. You have no idea what I do my one turn a day.
He was getting pretty riled up at the fact that there's people that have to go poop 4 times a day.
Yeah. What are you doing over there? No, it's a don't know how to poop right the first time? You got to get all that out.
I think it's a privilege to be able to go more than once.
Oh, okay.
My body doesn't work. I'm jealous. I could just... Al?
I'm 4 to 5.
See? Oh, all right.
Yep. You know how much more toilet time he gets because of that?
Is that what you're jealous of? Phone time?
That's pretty nice.
What's the limit that your spouse can get mad at you for? Because you're associating it like, I'm going to have my bathroom time. I'm going to get on my phone, guessing.
If it's a real poop.
If it's a real poop,
you got a 10-minute window.
Oh, you should be allowed 10 minutes in and out.
Each time.
That's not bad, but I doubt that's what you do.
It's not like chess where you have to...
Right, yeah, it's a running timer.
You hit the button and you got 30 minutes a day?
Yeah. Yep. This one was only 12 minutes. I've got
24 left.
Yeah, how long are each of these journeys to the restroom, and how much do we need to dock your pay?
About 8 to 10 minutes.
8 to 10 minutes, 4 to 5 times a day?
Not all at
all
work.
During the work hours. Yeah, not all at work.
Twice here. That's what's happening to our plumbing?
Yeah, he's really ruining that.
That's really, I would imagine, healthy. You're probably never feeling
bloated,
never backed up.
Brooks,
yeah, that's nice.
Very important question.
Well, since I have to, maybe a couple times a
couple
day.
Times a day. All
couple
right.
times a day.
We're all pretty
what
regular.
What if we had
here?
Gotten through all that and then like you got to me and I was like, once a week?
Yeah. Oh. I haven't pooped in 5 days.
Oh man,
that would be brutal.
I mean,
how do you not take the smell of your poops?
You have to. That's an environment that is meant.
Yeah,
it's got a fan built into it. I don't have a fan in my butt.
Well, you kind of do. It blows air out all the time. What is the definition of a fan?
Something that moves air.
Not a farting butt, Jason.
Okay, I mean, does it have to like have oscillation? No, because Dyson has fans that.
It's just the ring. Well, yeah.
It has to be able to produce air for longer than 60 seconds. That's stage one of a fan.
Oh, okay. Length of time. Okay.
It's length of time. I don't know. Jason might be able to pull that off.
I can definitely pull that off. If you're telling me 60 seconds, I can make this work.
Going into work and going to people's houses, if you're a 4 to 5er, you have now what do you do? Because if it's 10 times worse,
you've blown the Ace Ventura.
Do not go in there.
Woo! I mean, it's just a bit.
Do you put a sign up?
Yeah, you come with just a bunch of sticky signs. You
or
can
the
put up
or the tape for murder, the like
crime the police scene.
Caution tape. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's you just have police tape with you at all times.
I could just see Jeremy Al Borland panicking so much that he's just like replacing the toilet every time. He's doing the plumbing.
Do you guys give me permission to say one of the grossest things that's been said on this podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
Too bad. I take it anyways.
Does there need to be a warning?
No, there's no warning. This is really just shameful. And since I have very little shame.
Is this when you pooped your pants as a grown man?
No, no. That's a well-documented story. The documentary comes out on August 26th. No, I think when this question was read, all I thought was, I think I prefer stinkier poops.
I think
I want to wreck that thing. Like,
you're into it.
I think this is a win-win. I don't have stinky farts, and now I get a 10 times stinkier poop. Heck yeah. So, I want to be like, what did I eat?
I will be honest. If you make the agreement here, the first couple times, I'm real curious.
Yes.
But I think it will wear off.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
But 10X is, don't underestimate 10 times.
That's true. And it's 10 times whatever's normal. And because sometimes it's like, whatever. And every now and then it's like what I just described. You're going, whoa.
And I feel like that might be like 3X. You're normal.
Yeah, so 10 times, so 10 times. 3 times, like, now am I passing out? Is this, am I not expecting?
You might have methane poisoning.
Yeah, it could become difficult. When you know, like, it's bad in the bathroom, you know that this is a really bad situation that you can't have anyone else come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can handle your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
10X?
I'm still taking it. You can't have stinkier farts. No one wants a stinky fart. I don't ever fart and go, oh, I'm so happy that stunk.
If you had the 10X stinkier, you will be going outdoors. You have to leave where you're at and go outdoor. Like, you might have to start telling people, I've got to fart. I will see you in 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, if you're taking the farting, yeah.
Because you've got to walk away.
I thought you were saying the 10 times stinkier poop. No, I take my dumps outside.
But
that's fine, too.
So with the, I know you're going to have the fan on, but with 10X, I mean, that's seeping out.
You're going to need industrial fan upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah, that will be something that you'll have to talk to your employer about. And that's not a good conversation. When you go in and you say, listen, I appreciate the job offer.
I had
offer.
To make a deal.
I appreciate the job offer, but we will need to be... I have a condition. Maybe you've heard of it. It's 10 times smellier poops. And we will need the company to upgrade this fan.
Am I completely alone in my thoughts of stinky poops? Like, is there a piece of any of you that's with me that's like, I get what you're saying.
Only for the first one. I'm curious about the first
one. I'm saying in life already.
No, I can understand, like, When you know that you've really done work,
yeah,
and there is a self satisfaction, yes, of I have just destroyed this place. Yes,
yes.
So
thank
I'm,
you.
I am with you that there isn't
you
a feeling.
You two are alone.
There's a feeling of accomplishment.
Yes, I just didn't want to be the only.
I don't see any producers agreeing with you. I don't think I'm agreeing with you.
No, not me.
So
you want to watch the world burn?
It's just like when you go and you're like, I gotta look at
this. Yes, yes, you know it, Mike. Yes, we're together. It's like, I gotta check this out.
If
what did I do?
If you're telling me that you haven't gone and then go talk to yourself, I gotta see what just happened. You are a liar.
You're lying.
Listen.
This is so wonderful because this is true of everyone. Women, men, there's no way that there's someone out there that's never been like,
a look.
I gotta see this. And it's shameful and it's disgusting, but it's true of everyone. I cannot believe there's someone that has never had that thought.
That happens when you're surprised.
Yeah, at anything.
What would be crazy is if this question was, it's a literal dice roll on each of these. So it's half the time is normal farts, half the time it's 10 times worse, half the time is normal poop, half the time it's 10 times worse. And you didn't know.
I think this is one of my favorite show moments of all time. Exposing humanity.
Mark.
They're checking their
poop. No.
Well, last question.
Yes.
Have you ever called someone over?
No.
Yes.
No. No, you haven't.
Oh, yes. Oh, sometimes there's a trophy in there. It's got to be seen.
We're never, ever. This is the last show. Al doesn't have to scat ever again.
Can we turn that AC on down further? Because I am sweating over here. Oh, thank you, Mike, for
gotta ask the tough question.
Your humility and your humanity.
Mark from the website, would you rather have all your carbonated beverages be ice cold but flat? Or be warm but perfect carbonation?
Mm.
Ice cold flat. Easy.
I think you could learn to enjoy it. I think the reason you hate a flat Coke is because there's an expectation, right? If you drink a flat Coke, it's old, it's wrong. The flavor's probably still delicious. You just, as soon as it hits your mouth, you're like, ooh, yuck.
You know what? Generally, the flat Coke also comes with
warmth.
Well, yeah, and melted ice.
Yes.
Like sometimes it's watered down. So if you had a full concentration of flat Coke, ice cold, it wouldn't be that bad if you just knew.
So the only way to really test it, you got to pour
hot Coke. Carbonated is just not a world I want to live in.
You're not going to drink it. Hot carbonated means you have cans of nothing.
Is there?
I think it actually hurts more, too.
Yeah, probably the size of the bubbles. I bet there's something going
on. Some science
there. Is there a drink that is a carbonated beverage that's supposed to be served warm? Can you think of any off the top of your head?
The only thing I've heard of, and I don't remember if it's flat or not, but hot Dr. Pepper is a thing.
Yes, that is definitely
a
thing.
I've seen it served.
Yes.
Hot Dr. Pepper. Okay. But I don't know how flat it is.
No, it's not flat.
It's not flat.
No, they just heat
so
up.
So just hot Dr.
Fresh.
Pepper. I do remember that. Yeah,
so that is one.
Hot Dr. Pepper? What are people doing?
You've never heard of this?
I've
seen it multiple different places.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Ironically, carbonated drinks tend to lose their fizz at higher temperatures.
Okay.
So this is an impossible question.
Maybe a little bit.
Hot doctor.
It's hot Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
This isn't just a hot doctor, Mike.
That's what I would, if I were ordering it, that's how I'd order.
That's how it would be on the menu?
Yeah.
I'll take a hot doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's pro marketing right there.
But no, are we all in agreement with the ice cold?
Yeah, I would take the ice cold. And I'm actually curious.
I call it cold Dr. Pepper.
I'm curious how it would be because I don't think I've ever had ice cold flat soda.
No, I don't think any of us have. But I guess that would be the way I'd go just because of refreshment.
Man, I feel like this just means that all beverages that were carbonated are no longer, they're no longer on the list.
Think about this. When we drink a lot of LaCroix or the flavored water, carbonated flavored water, when you take the carbonation out.
It's terrible.
No, it isn't. They sell Dasani and stuff that have flavors in them. You just need the expectation. You get flavored water all the time, flat flavored water.
Yeah, there's something different.
You're
about
not into that?
Though I'm saying that
I know what Mike's saying.
A flat LaCroix is...
It's because it's hot.
Yeah, it might be.
I know what you're saying.
It might be because
hot.
It's hot, okay. But it is disgusting.
I don't think I've ever had a chilled one. We got to do this for science.
You literally have to pop open a LaCroix and then go put it in the fridge open and then wait a few days and then go drink it.
I'm going to do that.
All right. See ya.
I'm going to do that right now.
He's out. Jason has left. I think he really is doing it.
Well, we got to, because we got to follow through.
Are we going to keep the podcast running until it gets flat?
What are the odds that lasts a few days without getting knocked over in the fridge though?
Not high.
I think we can put a note on it. Put a note. Did you do it? Yeah. He's coming back.
Jason is coming back into the studio. He popped up. Somebody's going to go find that thing. Be really disappointed.
We just got to tell people not to throw it away. They're going to be like, someone put an open can in here.
Or someone will be in there very soon and say, the work is done for me. The beverage is ready.
I'm sure, Mike, if you opened a random refrigerator and saw an open soda, you'd be like,
Thank you.
That's so much easier. Let me grab that.
Okay. Well, we'll run the test and report back. You guys want to do one more or Highway to Spell?
One more. 10 more. I don't want to get to Highway to Spell.
Let's move on.
Highway to Spell.
Apparently Mike is the returning chump. It says champ.
Yeah.
Champion. Sorry.
It's probably because you can't spell.
Oh, yeah.
I think Andy went out right away last time.
He did. He was out in fifth grade.
That was some baloney.
Jason,
B-O-L-O-G.
You were out in sixth grade where Mike won.
Yeah.
Let's try to do better, boys.
Look, I did the best I could possibly do.
You did. Do it again. All right, Andy, here is your...
Good. Oh, so I start.
Yeah, every time.
Here's because you only do it when I'm scatting? You only put Highway to Spell when I'm scatting?
No, it's just always Andy, Mike, Jason.
This is not... Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Here's your fifth grade level word.
Cat.
Actually.
Oh, come on.
All right. That one I can do. Actually. A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y. Actually.
Mm. I mean, that one I can do.
Any more brain busters?
Thank you.
You right. got it.
That sounded like a fifth grade word.
That sounded like a second grade word.
No.
Second graders would leave the second L out.
Yeah.
All right, champ, here is your fifth grade level word.
Continent.
Oh, that's definitely not it. Hold on. Continent?
Continent.
I was about to say the champ should always start one grade level ahead, but...
We do that after three wins in a row.
Oh, okay. All right. Continent, Mike.
I keep writing the word content over and over.
Content?
You forget to put more in there?
Yeah, I did. Uh-oh.
Oh, this would be great.
This is a funny one.
This one continent. Does not seem particularly challenging.
It doesn't, but I'm sure I've got it wrong.
Yeah, continent.
You're good, Jay. Okay, I can I've see your right. board. You're good.
Okay. Continent. Easy. C-O-N-T-E-N-E-N-T.
Bye-bye.
Yes! Oh! Yes, the champ
wow!
is, the champ is gone.
It's
oh, it's an I.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, the I...
That got in your head.
I spelled...
Oh, you spelled content, so you left the E
yes,
in there.
Yes, I got trapped on that. But I was going to say, also the I and E. I had a word today, literally just today, where I'm like, the machine's telling me I'm spelling it wrong. I'm like, what am I doing? And it's because I put an E instead of an I.
Look, that was super embarrassing for Mike.
Yep. Yeah.
Super embarrassing. I can't even believe that happened
to
you.
We just need Jason to get this right. Cause
oh, man.
If not... This segment is real short.
Okay. I'll be going back to the other segment.
All right, Jason, here is your fifth grade level word.
No problem.
Furniture.
Okay.
All right, you got this, Jason.
I think I got this.
Let's
I
make
think
this
it was
competitive.
I think it was easy to write. Furniture. F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. I'm the smartest man alive.
Mike, you've got a ticket to the rest of this show.
All right. Oh, man.
Darn, you're out.
Oh, I never thought about just losing out first word, and then it's easy from
I'm
then
coasting,
on out.
Baby.
I'm just gonna... I feel like Mike's the champion again.
He just pulled off the scat move that I did. All right, let's hear it.
All right, Andy, here is your sixth grade level word.
Encouragement.
Uh-oh. Encouragement.
I have so many letters in this.
All right,
word.
Here we go. I got you. E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E-M-E-N-T, encouragement.
That's how I have it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. That was a delay there. You had me worried.
I had that
but
one,
that's
right.
a long word. I get it.
Yeah, I just had to double check. You were good.
All right, Mike, nope. Your word is continent.
Content.
Yeah. Dude, content got stuck in my head.
All right.
All right, Jason, here is your sixth grade level word.
Equator.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot.
E.
Nah, you got that.
Way.
Can you play that again?
Equator.
Equator, huh? Equator.
Oh, man.
Or equator.
Oh, equator. Might be over. It might be equator. Over.
Yeah, this is over. Wow. Okay, here we go. Goodbye, everybody. Equator. E, how am I doing so far?
Good.
So far, right. So good.
Q-U-A-T-O-R. Mike
got
was
it.
Shaking his
You got
oh,
it.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I thought.
Mike was shaking his head no on the second letter.
No, because.
I thought you were going E-R at the end
I
of the
saw
way
your
you were
board.
Talking.
Hold your board up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You saw that.
Yeah,
looked
it looked
like
an
E.
E. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. There's no.
All right. What's up? Welcome to seventh grade,
is that
Jay.
Like a cursive O in the middle?
I wrote an E. First.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, that
okay.
ain't right. Okay. So I turned it into an O.
All right, let's go.
All right, Andy, here is your seventh grade level word.
Descendant.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
There is, I'm going with first gut here, yeah. But there is a problem.
I think I've got a couple areas.
I think I got it.
D-E-S-C-E-N-D-E-N-T. Yay!
Ooh, glad
did
I
you go A-N-T?
I went the same all the way through except A-N-T, so that, I would have been out.
I
thought about it.
I went D-I, boys. D-I.
Those I's and E's,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, Mike is on fire today. This is your former champ over here.
Yeah. Glad I got that victory in while I could.
Wow. All right.
My brain is gone.
All right, Jason, here is your seventh grade level.
D.I., boys. D.I.
Abbreviation.
That's too hard.
Abbreviation.
You can abbreviate it if you need to.
Nice.
I'm worried about whether there's one B or two B's in abbreviation. I do stuff like that a lot. Where,
abbreviation.
Okay. All right.
Oh, let's hear it.
Abbreviation. all right. I'll go with what I wrote down first try because it looks right on my board. A, B, B, R, E, B, I, A, T, I, O, N. Abbreviation.
Oh, baby.
Wait, is that how you spell domination? Because that's what's happening right now.
We're almost to high school.
You guys are. Yeah.
And Mike, man. Mike has been held back.
You guys are doing great.
Mike's down to fourth grade. They keep moving him down.
I can just see Mike is sitting over there having a sandwich, enjoying a drink.
I'm doing all right.
He started abbreviation with I. Yeah. Those I's, man.
All right, Andy, here is your eighth grade level word.
Discrepancy.
Discrepancy.
Well, D-E-S-C-R-E-P-E-N-C-Y. Discrepancy. There's an I in there, isn't there?
It's D-I-S.
Yeah! Yes!
And then it's P-A-N-C-Y.
Oh, I didn't get the A. But I had the D-I.
The I's have it.
That's right.
Man, if you could have only got to
Jason
eighth grade.
Jason Moore is on the cusp.
Oh, if I...
Of winning.
Let's do it.
Highway to Spell.
All right.
All right.
It wouldn't be the first time, for the record, I believe.
It feels like it, though.
It feels like it would be the only time ever.
Here is your eighth grade level word.
Phenomenon.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Phenomenon.
There's some letters in there for Mike.
It's these vowels. These darn vowels.
Phenomenon, you say, huh? Can I hear that a few more times while I keep writing?
Phenomenon.
Boop doo ba doo doo.
Phenomenon. Boop doo doo doo. Phenomenon.
Okay. All right.
Phenomenon.
For all the marbles.
Oh, man.
Phenomenon.
For the trophy.
He has many versions written down on his board.
I wrote three different ways to spell this word. I am convinced, looking at my board, that all three are wrong.
Oh, no, they're wrong.
None of these spell the word phenomenon.
That's gonna
hurt you.
I'm gonna go with try number three. My third attempt looks the most
rightest.
The rightest. P H E N O M. E-N-O-N.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah!
I'm the smartest man alive!
So did you do...
I went I-N-O-N at first. Then okay. I went A-N-O-N second. And the one that looked right was the one that was right.
I was flirting with A and O, so I got him.
Got it wrong again?
Got it wrong again.
This was... I'll be honest. When Mike went out on fifth grade, I felt like I was... You know, playing basketball against a 4-year-old.
Thanks,
and then, man. And then you walked
and
away
that
with it.
4-year-old dunked on you.
He did.
I sure did.
We got through fifth, sixth, seventh, and then you won on eighth.
Well, hold not we.
And Jason's not done yet.
Keep going?
Yeah, you play till you're out.
Here is your ninth grade level word.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, congrats.
This sucks.
Congrats.
Irreconcilable.
E-R-X-T-Y-L-P-W. Irreconcilable.
Why did he...
All right.
Lucky guess.
Oh, dang. Nah, we're good.
Why did... Irreconcilable.
Irreconcilable differences.
I'm saying that... Just play it again.
Irreconcilable.
Oh, you don't like the pop in the middle?
The emphasis on the
wrong
syllable.
He's taunting you with
the eyes. Yeah.
Mike can only hear eyes. I-R-I-I-R-I... All right, we're moving on. Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks.
The new defending champ, which, you know, now the pressure will be on you next time.
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting boring things. What are the most boring things in the world? My number one pick for this draft. There are lots of options, but truly, this is the most actively boring. Actively boring.
There is a 101 to me as well.
Yeah.
Actively boring to me is waiting in line.
Yes. I just went with waiting.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just endless, and you can control nothing about it. In many of these lines, there is an aspect of claustrophobia built in. If you're at a theme park or something like that, there's no way out. You are waiting in line, and that is boring.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that not your 101?
That was not on my list. I had, I assume
waiting is not on your list.
I had waiting rooms, which I assume we won't draft because you just drafted waiting.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Those are boring. I don't know. When I'm waiting in a line, I don't know.
You're fine with waiting?
You're oftentimes exposed to the weather, very uncomfortable here in Arizona.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I'm not saying I love waiting in a line. It just didn't crack my list of top things.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Winnie the Pooh? Boring.
Yeah. Exactly.
Waiting in line? Exciting and exhilarating.
Yeah. Now you see me.
Okay. Mike, you are...
I don't understand you.
You are ununderstandable.
When you have severe
those are
ADHD.
Irreconcilable.
Yeah. Irreconcilable. Mm.
All right. I am going with waiting in line. All Mike, right. You are on the clock.
I'm gonna burn this one because it has to be on my list. I think there is a strong chance that neither of you has this on your list. Jason's psyching me out because he doesn't have waiting on this list. But it's been talked about on this podcast many, many times. And while waiting is probably the most boring thing, possibly a close second, other people's dreams.
Yeah, that's up there. That's
okay,
up.
So it is
that
on your
is
list.
Up on my All list. Right. Honestly, it wouldn't. It would not, have gotten back to you.
There is okay. There's no Good. One that has a dream that doesn't think it's interesting. And there's nobody that listens to a dream that doesn't think, I'd rather be dead than listen to this. How does that happen?
Because
you were there, right?
Let's just, yeah, why you think it's
You
it's
think
great?
It's interesting because you yes. can see it.
Yeah, because you're explaining something that is really unexplainable. Because what's happening in your dream is it's not a real life situation. Craziness is just happening.
It's like the walls were there, but then they were like bent and you couldn't see them.
Let's all agree. We all know this. Mm-hmm. We all know that when someone else is explaining their dream to you, you don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So take your own advice.
Nope.
And
nope. I know what you're saying, Mike. You're saying don't share your dreams. I totally understand it. I agree with it.
And I'm not.
And I don't do it. I still share my dreams.
I'm not talking about like your dreams and your goals of I want to be in the NFL or whatever. That's fine. But don't tell me about the dream you just had last night because I don't care.
Preface it with saying, look, I know you don't want to hear this, but I got to tell you about my dream.
Get a journal, Jason.
I think
write it down.
There is a right way to do it. Only one way. It has to be one small sentence. If I say, Jason, I had a dream that you got hit by a car last night. There, it's over. The whole story's over. Now, and then if you want more, you can follow up. Really? What kind of car was it?
No, but that's the response. So someone tells you that, I had a dream that you got hit by a car. Oh, cool. What am I supposed to do with this information?
Be bewildered by it.
That would be it.
But why?
I think it is.
I don't care.
Okay, if you are the center of the dream. Like if I had a dream all
about you,
Mike,
yeah.
And I tell you about my dream about you.
That's better.
You would still be bored, but it's better. And yeah. I'm still tell you. I'm going to say,
no.
You're going to put your AirPods in mid-conversation.
I am making a commitment to myself. I'm just shutting it down.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
it's going to be, and I'm just going
to
be,
You better hope they're not premonitions, because I'd like to hear about those. Jason, you have two picks.
I have two picks.
Think I'm
and
good.
My 101 is on here, and this is certainly not everybody's 101. There are people that love this. I mean, it's a treat. It's their favorite thing. It's a hobby. It's pop in our families. I mean, this guy lives for this. There is nothing on this planet more boring than fishing.
Ooh.
Fishing is to me a nightmare. Because you want to know how long you wait in that line, Andy? I don't know, 10 minutes? Maybe an hour. You want to know how long you go fishing? It's all dang day.
Yeah.
You're sitting on a boat or you're, even worse, you're on the side of a body of water.
You're on the dock.
And you're just standing there. Oh, but you got to be quiet. You don't want to scare the fish.
Oh, no.
Don't have any fun. And all you do is you just wait. And then eventually, see that line over there? It's going to move. And then you're going to grab it and reel it in. You'll probably lose a fish.
It's going
to
break.
It's going to break. And then, but you get to start all over for hours. It is the worst hobby or experience that I can imagine. I don't get it. Not for me.
I do feel like it's one of those things I don't understand. I feel like people that love fishing, they just love it. This is their whole world.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. Like, maybe is there nuance to fishing that I don't understand? Like,
no, it's not.
Oh,
about-
man, I want to catch one of them bluegill crappers.
Well, there's definitely that, because you have the people that are like the deep sea fishers that your goal is a trophy fish. I don't know the last time I fished, but I understand it, as assuming you're out in a
Do I have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, of course you have.
Okay,
you,
that helps.
You have coffee, generally speaking. I think in fishing,
do I have Netflix?
You also no, but. Like, when you're fishing, you should be in a beautiful wilderness location.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a little, I think our view of fishing is different in Arizona, because it's like we have nasty man-made lakes that are not necessarily picturesque. But
it's
if you're in the river, runs through it. Yeah, you're in the middle of a forest, and you put on, the galoshes?
Oh, yeah. And galosh it up.
And you go, and you turn your brain off, is essentially what I think is going on out there. So you're just enjoying nature.
That actually
more
makes,
than anything.
That makes so much more sense, because I can see people wanting to go and just stand in nice nature anyways.
Yes.
So that's something to do.
It's funny, because every time I've ever gone fishing in my life, because I'm not a fisherman, I don't own a fishing rod.
Right.
You know, I go with someone else. I am taken fishing. And so we
kidnapped
are yes. So we are together being quiet, doing nothing, still having
the
obligation.
Shushed?
No, I'm when I was a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I just thought maybe you'd be out there with someone you like and you try to talk to them.
But
and,
I actually
and they
think
you.
Fishing would be so much better if I was by myself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would be less bored when I'm just in my own mind.
More
I'm,
eaten by bears, though.
Yeah,
you would
just
not
be sleeping by the side of a lake.
That's
I'm pretty
true.
Sure.
Or on the boat. But that's what I'm saying. A nap on a lake sounds great. All right. I've got
he
one more
bring
pick.
His own pre-cooked fish.
Yes, I would.
It's actually a filet-o fish.
Caught this today. Breaded it, fried it up.
Caught this in the McDonald's drive-thru.
All right, so fishing, this is close to home. Right. Yep. You went fishing, and now what's your second pick?
My second one here is a little specific, but I was just trying to really think about those times where you're just so bored and you want to leave so bad. You're just so bored. And it's when you have forced small talk situations for, you know what I mean? It's specifically someone.
Very high on my list, Jason.
It's not a stranger, and it's not someone you know well. It's someone you're like.
Is it if you're stuck at a dinner party or
exactly.
something?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
This is someone else's something important. And so now I'm talking to this someone else's something important that I don't know, but I know who it is. And
does it matter if it's a place you don't want to be? Is it small talk at a place you don't want to be?
I don't think the location
doesn't matter.
Will factor in. I am bored. I am bored out of my mind. I'm trying to find
you can't
things
leave.
To talk about. And so you talk about weather. And
yeah, it's real. Oh, it is physically painful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that is just. No, it's not important. No one actually really cares about it. But
been a heck of a hot summer, though, right?
Yeah, we feel like we have to talk about it because
we're
looking
at each
other.
A bunch of hot days in a row.
The worst part is I think both parties are bored. I think neither one wants to be there.
There should be, when you go into those environments, a kind of the get-out-of-jail-free opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You get like five of them. And maybe, you know, you just hand somebody a card.
Uh-huh.
And you say, I'm sorry.
And you know what they would say? They'd say, oh, thank you.
Oh, I was about to hand you one.
I'm glad you used yours.
And that's normally when you want to share your dreams, is at those events.
Right.
Tell you what I dreamed about. They'll leave right away.
Could you imagine small talk while fishing? Oh, man. Nightmare.
I think fishing is designed for big talk.
Mm-hmm.
I just think so, like, because you can have a real conversation out there,
but quietly.
Yes, yes. All right,
Mike.
That would have been my next pick, because I loathe dumb small talk, and I'm gonna go with errands, running an errand, and you just have to do all this crap all around town, and very like. The thing about an errand is you know it has to be done. It's not fun. It's monotonous. It's boring. And I don't know about you guys, but frequently even I'll hit four places. And then you get home and you're like, I feel like I have not accomplished anything.
What's an example of a bad errand? Is that like
dropping a letter off at the post office?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just things where it's especially it's quick. But it's a 15-minute
go there.
It's a 15-minute drive, but I just pop in, I give them this, I go, hopefully I've planned out my best possible
route. Yeah.
I go 15 minutes over here because it's Arizona, everything is at least 15 minutes apart, drop something off over here, you get home and go, what did you do today?
Nothing.
I don't know. I guess I accomplished something, but I was bored the whole time.
All right, so you have other people's dreams and running errands. Jason has fishing and small talk. Man, that feels like a mic pick. And then I have waiting in line, and I have to pick two more. I'm gonna be honest. It's not as boring as it was when I was younger, but it will be my pick because it's not fun, and it's made a mark on me. Clothes shopping.
Oh, okay.
Clothes shopping is boring because it just takes longer than you think it will take.
Yeah.
And there's always, there's tons of those moments where you're like, I should try this on.
Oh, no.
But
no.
But then, like, if I try it on, I have to go into the try-on place and then take off my clothes.
And frequently now you have to talk to someone just so you can get in. Just let me in.
It's a torture chamber. And then the other option is to buy the wrong size clothes. Those are the only two options when you clothes shop.
Yeah, you cannot buy the right size clothes without trying it on. That just doesn't happen.
Not to mention, you want bad small talk? Enjoy that sales associate at the local clothing shop that's going to try to connect with you and weigh in on everything looks good on you.
The worst part is clothes shopping for someone else. Like, you're there with the wife clothes shopping or something like that, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's not enough benches in the world.
Because that's waiting.
That's like, true. That's
all you're doing.
I think
there better be some place to go get ice cream near there.
You're waiting and there's no ride payoff at the end.
That's right.
The payoff is you get to leave the store.
I think
they should make you wait in a line with the husbands.
Yeah, I think that's like
to leave.
When I said waiting room versus waiting in line, I think sitting down makes it more boring than standing up and having that physical activity. And waiting in line, there's...
Oh, because you move. You get a little progress.
Exactly. There's constant...
Do you switch benches?
I don't get as... I should, apparently. I'm learning this about myself. I should be like...
In a waiting room?
Yeah, I should just start switching seats over and over to be less bored.
That's not bad.
Have a really loud alarm that goes off.
And
then like, you just go sit next to the lady that just saw the alarm?
Yeah. It's like you're at the Mad Tea Party. You just got to keep switching seats.
You are right that in a line, as long as you get that little drip of progression, it does help the situation.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, the third one I'm going to do should have probably been my number one because it's actually the worst. This is the sneakiest third-round pick in a long time because it is the worst. It's folding laundry. Folding laundry is awful. Yeah. I don't know. Some people, is it cathartic to some people?
No.
To just,
I don't think
it's torture, right?
No one enjoys folding laundry. It's monotonous and boring.
It's monotonous and boring, and I'm bad. I'm not good at it. Like, I know, not that I can be mediocre and get by, but there's something, when you do something for a long period of time that's boring, at least at the end you want to look down at what you have done and said, I did that well. And it is not possible with folding laundry.
No, I have never improved on folding shirts.
I've never improved folding laundry, and I've never improved wrapping packages.
Oh, yeah.
Or wrapping presents. Those two things, I have hit my cap. that cap cannot be improved. Huh. That book 10,000 hours does not apply to those topics.
Yeah, I hit my cap at like 15.
Yeah,
I did. I do like a 15-year-old job on that, and then I never got better either. You're 100% right on those.
So folding laundry, I just honestly, of all the things that my kids, I would be willing to bribe them to do for me, that is the one I've done.
And they're almost at your level, so it's not like it's even going to be much.
Oh,
worse.
That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't do it like a kid. Yeah. Right.
You know, the only thing I have with that is when I actually do laundry and I'm folding and putting stuff away, I usually have another distraction. AirPods in, a podcast, or I'm you know, watch a TV while folding clothes on the bed or something.
I could do all socks.
Yeah.
But if it was all socks, that'd be a good time.
I don't know. You got to match them all.
I'm presuming in this scenario they're all matched.
Oh,
they're all the same socks.
No, that's
too easy.
Do you? I mean, you put your socks together in pairs?
I don't.
Or do you just throw them in a? Don't.
I lay them out. Like I take my socks and I just lay them all out on top of each other.
You do pairs?
Yeah. Okay. I put them together in a pair, but I have the.
Are all yours the same? Just to be clear. Okay, then that's fine.
I have a real sock situation going on right now, guys. Of my
too many of them.
Well, yes. Number one, I have way too many socks, and my no-show ankle socks, I have two different kinds. And
same color?
Yeah.
They're
black socks. Oh, but one of them has a stripe, and the other one is just plain black. And
Jason and I both know what you need to do right there.
I know what I need to do.
You need to burn half of those socks,
dude. I've got it a little worse than you.
Wait,
you ready
what?
For this? I have purchased,
are these sizes?
Two, yes.
No!
Yes, I have, I've got two problems here, One problem, you guys know I love new socks, fresh new socks.
Yeah, you do.
So I've purchased a lot of socks, and I found socks that I really like. They're these, like, black Under Armour, mostly no-show type of socks. And so I bought a bunch of these socks. I love them. And it turns out my teenagers and my wife, they like them too. So they started using my socks.
They're wearing your socks,
They're
man?
Wearing my socks all the time now. So I bought more of them. I have so many of these socks, it's unbelievable. However, somehow along the way, one of my Amazon orders was an extra large. And one of my Amazon orders was a large. And when I reorder, I never know which one to get. I get both. And so when I'm going to get socks, and they're identical. There's no stripe to differentiate them. There's no tag saying the size. There's just one. It's like
you hold them up to the light?
It's like half of my socks have shrunk. I'm trying to figure it out. It's a nightmare.
Oh, and you can't really unring those bells. It sounds like you got so many and the whole family uses them.
You have no idea how many
of
these
socks
I have.
How often have you gone one and the other?
I probably every other day. I don't know. They're so close, but they're so different.
When you put it on, it's not uncomfortable.
I'm not going to take them off. I'm not going to be like,
how hard that was?
Yeah, I did the work. I get to wear these today. Right now, I could have two different size socks on, Mike. I genuinely might.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm probably at an unspeakable number of these socks. I mean, unspeakable. I probably have 150 of these socks.
Are you saying over 100?
Yes.
I was going to stop you. And when you were like, everyone, I put in my next Amazon order.
It's all the time.
My problem is I haven't ordered socks in forever.
Yeah.
But when I did, I bought a different type. It is terrible. And I need to dump them all and get rid of them.
All right. My goodness. All right, so I had waiting in line, clothes shopping, and folding laundry. Mike, you are back on the clock.
All right. I'm going to switch it up a little bit here, and I'm going to say old movies.
Oh, yeah.
And let me preface this by saying I am 40, so anything...
Older than that.
So anything inside of that 40 range is probably okay, but the second you go out of my birth year, you got a situation that this movie could be terrible.
And it probably is. And it almost always is.
And it could be a movie that is revered throughout cinema history. And, yawn, boring,
that's always
Citizen Kane.
That's
Gone
always
with
very,
the Wind?
Very depressing.
Get out of my face.
I hate it when people talk about it and then I can't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I went to...
Because I'll pretend I appreciate it to other people.
I went to college for acting.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite. Need to be sophisticated.
I went to college for acting and directing, and so there was an assumption that these great classic movies, it's like Shakespeare. You're supposed to love them. And I would watch them, and I'd be like, This sucks so bad. It's so boring.
Did
I
you
love
watch?
This pick.
Did you catch Ben Hur? Or maybe. Or Singing in the Rain. Mm. No. No. And I never will because they're boring.
It's a good pick. Jason has Fishing and Small Talk and two more to finish out his draft.
All right.
Make them boring.
I will make them boring. I'm going to make them something I can fall asleep during.
Like an old movie.
Like an old movie. Good pick. Large room presentations. Like okay. Whatever. Lectures. We'll call
yeah.
it lectures.
Yeah, lecture. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, when we were in real estate school, Andy, way back in the day, decade ago or whatever it was, and you had to sit in that, like, 300-person auditorium and try to pay attention to this slideshow, and then...
We decide that school was best taught in a giant lecture hall being monotone to death?
Yeah. Any big presentation, I'm just bored out of my mind with. I don't have the focus to sit through this garbage. That's how I
pick.
View it.
It's a good pick. What's your last pick?
My last pick is going to be, and don't hear what I'm not saying, because there is an aspect of this that I love, but going to bed.
What?
Yep. Just the idea.
Going to bed is boring?
Yes. You end your day. You lay in bed. You have to wait till you fall asleep. It's just, it's a boring thing that I don't.
That fits the ADHD that you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're going
to. You have to slow down and you do not want to.
Exactly right. So I'm gonna pick that. And eventually I do fall asleep. I love
sleeping.
I love sleep. I just hate.
You don't want to end your day.
The ending of the day and going to bed. It's just not. It's not fun. Where's the fun
in that?
It's
a forced break.
You can't have fun anymore. It's by definition boring. Okay. Then you get to sleep. That's awesome.
All right. Mike, one more pick from you. You just drafted old movies. You have Running Errands and other people's dreams. At first I almost said old people's dreams. Which those could be maybe more entertaining.
I'm sure they're a riot.
All right.
And funny enough, you guys started talking about it in the chat. I had it as a more broad topic. I had written down sports that you don't like.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm not watching golf.
And, you could, I would say baseball definitely fits in that category. I think I've been converted on soccer, but for the longest time, soccer was just horrifically boring. If you ever tried to watch cricket as an American, and you're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't care. And I think it's the fact that everyone else is so into it, and you don't care, that makes it almost extra boring because I can't get in on this. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
so I'm pushed the other direction.
It makes you feel like the movies one. Makes you feel a little stupid.
Maybe.
Because
maybe.
If you're watching a sport that makes billions of dollars and everybody attends and you think it's boring,
yeah.
I think you want to push back against
and
it.
You know what? I'm not stupid. Your thing is boring.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
There you go.
You ever think about that?
I was shocked baseball wasn't one of Jason's picks because he talks bad stuff about baseball all the time.
To be fair, if I would have drafted regular season baseball.
Yeah, because you can appreciate
playoff baseball. Is good.
All right, for my final pick, I have a few options, all very boring. But I'm gonna throw the last one out there just on behalf of all of our kids and the children out there and the teenagers out there. And I'm going to throw homework out there.
Because
homework is boring. I don't know how many times the teachers look at this stuff, but it's just something to keep you busy.
And it's
busy work is boring work.
I understand the concept of we're trying to, make kids go over it again. We're like, how long is a school day? Is it 6 hours?
7 to 3.
So 7 to 3. So that's 8 hours?
Yeah.
That's
enough school.
That's plenty. If we're
not. It's a full-time job.
You don't need to do all that 8-hour run, then go home and do another 2 hours. Like, no. We need to get rid of that.
It's not good. And so I wanted to throw it out there.
It's a waste of time.
So that closes out the Boring Things draft. I had a couple that were honorary mentions. One that I didn't mention because it's too narrow, but like, honestly, watching two people play chess.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on.
I put that in the sports you don't like.
Sports you don't like. I was gonna say taxes. Doing your taxes, I kind of get a high off of that. I actually like that.
Yeah, I could. Like some people like cleaning.
It's the organization part. And then the last one was traffic, which we've drafted recently.
Bumper to bumper traffic.
It's a little bit like the waiting in line because you do move a little bit.
That's the reason I didn't draft it. It would have been what I drafted instead of going to bed. I have ballet on there. I don't know if you guys have ever actually watched.
I have been to Cats.
Opera, ballet are both in the category of the old movies.
Yeah, 100%. You're supposed to like, oh, this is expensive.
No,
we got
boring.
Dressed up for this. What? It's so boring. You're just watching people move around. Like,
this, an opera, this was great before
we had stuff that
before
was actually
the television and movies existed.
Museums.
Oh, stop it.
Blade Runner.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And I have this on my list. Because genuinely, sometimes this is crazy boring. But I also love it sometimes. But reading can be super boring. It's the material matters.
Reading would have been a fair answer.
I do like you exposing yourself of saying museums are boring, and then you follow that up with Blade Runner is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you're telling people who you are.
And there are people that are like me.
I had C-SPAN on here. I don't know if you
guys... No, that's great.
That's a good answer.
If you ever tuned into C-SPAN, and then Rice Cakes.
Rice Cakes?
That's a great answer.
Food?
Rice Cakes. That's the most boring food that exists.
Rice Cakes are the worst.
It's barely an effort at food.
Why do we... I don't know who's out there enjoying a rice cake. You're only eating because you're like, I can't have calories, and I'm told I can eat this. Which half of it goes on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
After you take one bite. But come on. Rice cakes?
That's pretty boring.
Let's do better.
That's a funny answer. All right.
What did we learn today?
I learned I'm not alone in impressing yourself with a good bathroom blow up.
I learned a lot about Jason in particular that he doesn't like going to bed.
Yes.
As a man who loves sleep, he doesn't like going to bed.
It is strange.
Yeah.
And I learned about hot Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's new.
The hot doctor.
The hot doctor.
Hot doctor.
Hot doctor.
Hot doctor. Alert.
That is it for today's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with another episode next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.